from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
He goes by the name of Parker Fleming. Check him out, ParkerFlemingBlog.com. I went to the blog to check it out, and there's video up from a Marquette basketball game. I was very excited. Analysis of a game there. If you go to his Twitter account, he's got his free draft guide that you can go through and peruse like we have here. Follow him on Twitter at Paka Flaka. I need to know more about that. PAKA_Flaka, FLOCKA. Where did that come from, that Twitter account name, Parker?
Yeah, I mean, first off, Sparky, thanks for having me. But yeah, Paka Flaka came from my basketball coach in eighth grade. It was around the time like Waka Flaka really arrived on the scene with no hands, heart of the paint, all that. And he called me Paka Flaka, and then all my classmates started calling me Paka Flaka. And then the rest is history. I kind of took it as a Twitter name because – obviously, when you're in high school, you don't take your Twitter name that seriously, and it just kind of stuck.
It stuck. It did indeed. And it's easy to remember, Paka Flaka on Twitter. Again, ParkerFlemingBlog.com as well. All right, so I stumbled across your stuff, as I've talked about before, fill in on ESPN Memphis all the time for the Gabe Kuhn Show, so I follow a lot of Memphis accounts. And I stumbled across your tweet and started going through your draft guide. Man, you're good. You're really good, Parker. I don't know what the future is for you one way or the other, but what got you kind of going into the NBA draft side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I always just believe in, you know, hard work pays off. And for me, I always try to grow in every single aspect when it comes to covering basketball, whether it's adding more film or looking into different statistical tools, looking at team building concepts. And for me, I was like, all right, let's do the draft, because, I mean, this year, obviously, with the Grizzlies, their injuries and stuff, I had a little bit more free time to cover the draft, and I got out of the podcast game, so I replaced the podcasting with...
All right, hold on one second. Parker, I got to interrupt you for one second. What do you got, Charlie?
The Utah Jazz just selected Kyle Filipowski.
All right, so Kyle Filipowski goes second. So now the best guy on the board as we sit here... and look at this. It's going to be a guy that should have won in the first round. Like, he should have been gone. Johnny Furphy should have been gone. The shooting guard from Kansas. So we'll see what the Bucks do. They're on the clock. All right, so go ahead, Parker.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I had run a podcast for 5 years, and after going independent with my Substack, I was like, you know what? Let's replace a podcast with draft scouting, because I feel like this could be more beneficial for me rather than podcasting. Because everybody has a podcast, and obviously there's a lot of good radio shows out there too. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do this. And then I just found this time open up with no playoff coverage. And here we are, 66 pages and 60 scouting reports later, I have an entire draft guide. So,
all right. So what do we know about A.J. Johnson, 5-star recruit, was supposed to go to Texas, ends up playing in Australia, barely plays in Australia, and now ends up going to the Milwaukee Bucks at 23 in the first round. Well, what say you on him? Because I'll tell you right now, Bucks fans are not happy, or most Bucks fans.
Yeah. You know, I'll do my best to offer some optimism. I had A.J. Johnson in the 50s. It's one of those things. I think he's just incredibly raw.
Parker, you said you have him. Hold on a second. You said, let me give you some optimism. And then the next words out of your mouth, Parker, was, I had him in the 50s. That's going to make me cry, Parker.
Well, okay, but I'm also like, I'm trying to offer, but I had him in the 50s. I had the butt in there, too, to make sure. He's, you know, the Bucks, they needed a little bit more youth and athleticism. I mean, he's probably one of the most athletic guards in the draft at 6'7". He's an absolute blur with his first step, but he also kind of needs to learn how to, like, change gears because he can kind of get out of control. Can't really shoot, but also the thing that I liked about him, though, is he owned up the defensive challenge with the fact that he's like, okay, I'm not going to be the go-to scorer, I'm not going to have the ball in my hands all the time, how am I going to get on the floor? He really defended hard at the NBL level. Granted, I mean, there's times, you know, his youth showed, he was a little bit jumpy, jumped to mistakes, all that stuff, but, like, he defended hard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
6'7" guard. I think his ticket to being like a real NBA player is to follow a path of like someone like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who, you know, had the ball in his hands a lot at Virginia Tech, and then he started bouncing around, and then he's like, all right, you know what, I'm going to buy into defense, and he became a huge part of that Minnesota Timberwolves bench. So hopefully AJ Johnson can kind of pick that up a little bit quicker, but the Bucks, they needed perimeter defense and they needed athleticism. And I think this is like, it's a worthwhile swing, but I mean, if they took Furphy here, I would have. If they take Furphy here, just pretend that Furphy was at 23 and AJ Johnson's at 33.
Okay, so I'm with you on Furphy, but let's talk about somebody else that they could take. How about Tyler Smith, the kid from G League Ignite? I think that's a possibility. What do you like about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's 6 and can shoot the ball. He has a nose for the ball when it comes to like cutting. Like, he just has, like, the ball just kind of gravitates towards him as a cutter. It's the best way I can explain it. But, I mean, with Brook Lopez getting older and Bobby Portis getting older, you know, you want big forwards that can stretch the floor to open up the paint for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And Tyler Smith kind of fits that mold. He's 19, 20 years old. He can still develop. So, I mean, if they took Tyler Smith here, I get that because it kind of fits along with how they typically build their front courts alongside Giannis.
All right, here's another one for you as we're waiting. The Bucks still haven't made their pick, so we're still waiting on this. Here's another one that was thrown out by Nate Babcock earlier today. How about this, and I don't know if I'm saying his name right, Ulrich Kamchi from Cameroon, the power forward on this ESPN board I'm looking at. They got him like 12th. Another project similar to A.J. Johnson, 6'10 power forward.
Yeah, frankly, I didn't really have him on my radar because I was reading.
Neither did I until I saw the tweet today from Nate Babcock. So I'm with you.
Yeah. So I was reading Sam Pacini's The 80s and was just like, I don't think he's ready to play NBA basketball at all.
Oh, yeah. That'll be the pick then. Okay.
And I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to study this guy. Because, I mean, Sparky, I have a 9-to-5 and then I have a marriage. As well.
Ah, you know, she understands. This only comes around once a year, man. It's only once a year. She'll understand.
I know, but it's like, okay, some of these guys, I just cannot see how they do in the NBA. I still studied like 75 players or 75, 80 players. Like I did my part there, but I mean, but especially with guys that raw, I was just like, okay, if they're not ready, if they're not going to be ready for like another 2 or 3 years, then I don't know if they'll ever be ready.
All right, so here's another one for you as we wait for the Bucks pick, talking with Parker Fleming here. What about Cameron Christie, the shooting guard from Minnesota, the young shooting guard from Minnesota?
I am a huge Cam Christie fan. I think for one, I think he should have waited until next year. Cause I think he would have, I thought he would have had a chance to be a lottery pick next year because he's 18 years old, but he's a special shooting prospect. And I know people will look at his percentage like, okay, he shot 39%. What's so special? But at 18, he's 6'6". Almost half of his threes came off the dribble, and he shot just as well in catch-and-shoot threes and pull-up threes. Is he going to be a guy to put in your rotation next year? No, but I think he could be a very valuable guy in about 2 or 3 years off your bench, providing a spark with his outside shooting. I think.
All right, hold on a second, Parker. I think we've got it. All right, here we
got it too.
All right, here we go.
The pick is in. Let's go back to Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum.
ESPN.
With the 33rd pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Tyler Smith from Houston, Texas, and the NBA G League's Team Ignite.
What'd I tell you? See, I was all over this Tyler Smith thing. I brought up Tyler Smith to you before the pick.
I know. That was, you called that Sparkadamus, I say.
Sparkadamus. Yeah, we'll go with that. Make sure we have that. We cut that there, Charlie. Sparkadamus. Yeah, I'm all for it. Okay, so now I'm trying to understand something here because they've drafted Marjan Beauchamp, Andre.
6'7 guard. I think his ticket to being like a real NBA player is to follow a path of like someone like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who, you know, had the ball in his hands a lot at Virginia Tech, and then he started bouncing around, and then he's like, all right, you know what, I'm going to buy into defense, and he became a huge part of that Minnesota Timberwolves bench, so. Hopefully AJ Johnson can kind of pick that up a little bit quicker, but the Bucks, they needed perimeter defense and they needed athleticism. And I think this is like, it's a worthwhile swing, but I mean, if they took Furphy here, I would have, if they take Furphy here, just pretend that Furphy was at 23 and AJ Johnson's at 33.
Okay. So I'm with you on Furphy, but let's talk about somebody else that they could take. How about Tyler Smith, the kid from G League Ignite? I think that's a possibility. What do you like about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's 6 and can shoot the ball. He has a nose for the ball when it comes to, like, cutting. Like, he just has the ball just kind of gravitates towards him as a cutter. It's the best way I can explain it. But, I mean, with Brooke Lopez getting older and Bobby Portis getting older, you know, you want big forwards that can stretch the floor to open up the paint for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And Tyler Smith kind of fits that mold. He's 19, 20 years old. He can still develop. I mean, if they took Tyler Smith here, I get that because it kind of fits along with how they typically build their front courts alongside Giannis.
All right, here's another one for you as we're waiting. The Bucks still haven't made their pick, so we're still waiting on this. Here's another one that was thrown out by Nate Babcock earlier today. How about this, and I don't know if I'm saying his name right, Ulrich Kamchi from Cameroon, the power forward on this ESPN board I'm looking at. They got him like 12. Another project similar to AJ Johnson, 6'10 power forward.
Yeah, frankly, I didn't really have him on my radar because I was reading.
Neither did I until I saw the tweet today from Nate Babcock, so I'm with you.
Yeah, so I was reading Sam Fassini's The 80s, and was just like, I don't think he's ready to play NBA basketball at all.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the pick then. Okay.
And I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to study this guy. Cause, I mean, Sparky, I have a 9-to-5, and then I have a marriage as well.
Ah, she understands. This only comes around once a year, man. It's only once a year. She'll understand.
I know, but it's like, okay, some of these guys, I just cannot see how they do in the NBA. I still studied like 75 players or 75, 80 players. Like I did my part there, but I mean, but especially with guys that raw, I was just like, okay, if they're not ready, if they're not going to be ready for like another 2 or 3 years, then I don't know if they'll ever be ready.
All right. So here's another one for you as we wait for the Bucks pick, talking with Parker Fleming here. What about Cameron Christie, the shooting guard from Minnesota, the young shooting guard from Minnesota?
I am a huge Cam Christie fan. I think for one, I think he should have waited until next year. Cause I think he would have had a chance to be a lottery pick next year because he's 18 years old, but he's a special shooting prospect. And I know people will look at his percentage like, okay, he shot 39%. What's so special? But at 18, he's 6'6". Almost half of his threes came off the dribble, and he shot just as well in catch-and-shoot threes and pull-up threes. Is he going to be a guy to put in your rotation next year? No, but I think he could be a very valuable guy in about 2 or 3 years off your bench, providing a spark with his outside shooting. I think.
All right, hold on a second, Parker. I think we've got it. All right, here
we got it too.
All right, here we go.
The pick is in. Let's go back to Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum.
ESPN.
With the 33rd pick in the 2024 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Tyler Smith from Houston, Texas, and the NBA G League's Team Ignite.
What'd I tell you? See, I was all over this Tyler Smith thing. I brought up Tyler Smith to you before the pick.
I know. That was you called that Sparkadamus, I say.
Sparkadamus, yeah, we'll go with that. Make sure we cut that there, Charlie. Sparkadamus, yeah, I'm all for it. Okay, so now I'm trying to understand something here because they've drafted Marshawn Beauchamp, Andre Jackson Jr. from UConn. They took A.J. Johnson, and now they take another guy here with this pick in Smith. I mean, of that cast of characters, who do you like the best?
That cast of characters, I mean, if I had to go back and think about how I thought about them pre-draft and stuff, I would probably say Marjon Beauchamp because he has more of a realistic pathway to being like a 3-and-D wing. Andre Jackson's shooting isn't really there, but my gosh, he's an awesome defender. I would probably have it like toss up between Beauchamp and Jackson. I like both players a lot, and I think sooner rather than later they can contribute. But also too, we know that Doc Rivers doesn't like playing young guys for some reason. So like that's the only thing I kind of hold off on there. But I mean, I think both those dudes, they're given the minutes that they can contribute next year to this team.
All right, very good. He is Parker Fleming. Follow him at ParkerFlemingBlog.com or on Twitter at PakaFlocka, PAK_Flocka, FLOCKA. Parker, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Take care, Parker Fleming. So there you go, folks. How are we feeling?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.